Okay, let's begin with Baba Kama Daf Ayin, and we are on the top of Ayin Amud Aleph, and we are in the sugya known as the sugya of Harsha'a or the sugya of Shlichush Shlas Harsha'a. Just as by way of introduction and background, again, the first couple of lines up until the Mishnah is a real Iyun sugya. We'll mention a couple of points related to the sugya, but it should be known that, you know, to do this properly, one has to go through inside all of the Rishonim, how they understand the sugya, what the machlokas is, what the issues are, as we will see as we touch on some of the major shitas. Just by way of introduction, we know there's a concept called shlichus. A person can make a shliach. We know from the sources, the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, the Gemara brings psukim to quote that there is a concept of making a shliach by marriage and by hafrashas truma and by karbet pesach and by Gerishin, all the different contexts, and the Gemara discusses there why you need a source for each one. The Gemara even quoted the concept of Shlucho Shel Adam Kemoso. That's the concept of Shlichus. We know there are some limitations for Shlichus. We know, as we mentioned recently, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. You can't make a shliach to do an avera. So we see there are some limitations. You also, we mentioned from the Tosas Rini Kiddushin, you can't make a shliach for a mitzvah shebegufo. I can't tell somebody to put tefillin on for me. He can put tefillin on me, but to put, I'm tired today, you know, you wear tefillin and it'll count for me, that one doesn't have that power. Shlichus doesn't make you me. Halachically, legally, there are different formulations of how extreme, how radical do you take the concept of shlichus. We mentioned in the interview of Engel, the first piece in Asvid Daraisa is about shlichus, that there are different approaches about how much is a shlich a baldavar. So yes, but even if you say that a very strong approach to shlichus and a very close identity between the shlich and the mishaleach, they're still not exactly the same person, as we just saw, Haraya, from Mitzvah Shebegufo. But either way, that's shlichus. What about, says the Gemara, and this is what the Rishonim discuss, if I want to make a shliach not to do something for me, that's usually what a shliach does. A shliach sells something for me, a shliach creates a kiddushin for me, a gerushin for me. What about if I want a shliach to be toveya for me? I want a shliach to go to court and act like me in court against another party. So is a shliach strong enough to do that? That's the issue in our Gemara. A shliach litzvoa, which the Gemara says, as we'll see, according to some Amoraim, that's not strong enough. Because the nitva, the other person, can always say, well, you're not the person I'm dealing with. You're not the defendant, you're not the plaintiff. And therefore, I'm not going to bezim with you. That's called lav bal dvarim didiat. You're not the other party. So even if you want to say that a shliach usually can act on behalf of the mishaleach, but if it has to do with another person, it has to do with being tovea another person, so then there might be limitations and you might have to do something else or even stronger to be able to have the shliach be tovea for you. And just to quote the Rambam, again, the Rambam is based on the maskana of the Gemara, so we're really getting ahead of ourselves, but just, again, just to help with the understanding for the flow of the Gemara. The Rambam says, Ilcha shluchin in paragimel. Mi shahayselo karka tachas yad echad, o shahayelo metaltlin pikadon. Somebody has karka or metaltalin as a pikadon. Let's not focus on the details right now because we'll get to those better in the Gemara. Verotza laso shliach ladunimze, and I want to make a shliach to go have a dintar with so and so. Ulahotzia karka o apikadon mitachas yado, and I want to get my property or my item from you. So I could do that, but can I make a shliach to do that? Is that strong enough? Is shlichus strong enough? Says the Rambam, Hareze kosev lo harsha'a. He writes for him a harsha'a, which we would call a power of attorney. That's what's called in Aramaic, urchisa, in Hebrew, harsha'a, and in English, power of attorney. So harsha'a, as we'll see, pashtus, is something stronger than regular shlichus. Vitzarech lichnos biado, you have to do a kinyan sudar in order to create the morsha, shehirsheyu, va'amar lo, you say to the shliach, lech don vizakei vahotzi la'atzmacha, ukiyotzei binyanim elu. say, get it for yourself. Then you're going to give it to me. But he's giving him power to act as him. That's the power of attorney. And if he doesn't write this special nusuch, which we'll see the entire nusuch by the Shem a little bit later, he can't be done with the other person. Why? You are not my baldin. That's what we say. La baldvarim didi at. That's the Rambam. And again, just by, it's by way of background as we get into the sugya. So now let us start the sugya of Harsha, of Morsha, of Orchasa. Says the Gemara now, Amri Nahardoi. The Nahardians say, Lo kasvina urchasa matalteli. You cannot write, one cannot write a urchasa, which is a harsha, a power of attorney, to prevent lav baldvarim didiat. So you cannot write that amitalteli on metalin and on movable items. Why? The Gemara links this to our Rabbi Yochanan. Our Rabbi Yochanan, that we've already had twice already. Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Gazav alonis Yashu abaylam. Let's read it. Amar Avashi, la meimar, my taima. Amar le, bishad Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Gazav alonis Yashu abaylam. Shneem einem yecholon lahatish. If there's a god of a gazlan and an exile, they both cannot be makdish the item. Why? Zelafishena shalova, zelafishena rishuso. It's not in the rishus. So the Gemara is comparing. Rav Ashi says to Amemar, watch the svara. So Amemar says, just like Rabbi Yochanan says that if something is not in my rishus, I can't be makdish it. So too, if something is not in my rishus, the Nahardians say, I can't create a harsha'a to collect it. Right, it's not in my rishus. It's totally eino birshusi, and because of that, I don't have the power to do anything related to it. Not makdish, not mocher, and not write a harsha'a to a shliach in order to be able to go and collect it. That is the first version of Nahardoi. Let's continue for a moment. Ika da amre, amri Nahardoi. A second version of Nahardoi. Different. Lo kasvina urchasa amitalteli de kafre. One can't write a harsha'a for metaltalin that have already been denied. That have already been, the nitfan's already said, I'm not giving it to you. For whatever reason. Because it's not yours, because you owe me something else. Whatever the reason is, as we'll see soon. Taima. De kafre. So according to the second version, it's less of a lack of power. Time at the kafir, the reason that you can't write a harsha about it is because it has already been denied de mechzi kashikra. And therefore it looks like sheker that you're giving him power to collect something, but it's already been denied that the guy's going to give it to you. Fourth line in Rashi, de mechzi, de chasmina na shikra, de yoav le lishliach midi de lesle gavi heich. You're giving him power for something that he's not going to be able to do. So it's mechzi kashikra, ava lo kafri kasmina. But if it has not been denied yet, if it has not been, Kfira bebezdin, yes, and then you could write it. Meaning, according to that second version, you have the power. It's not exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. You have the power to be able to write this even on metaltalin. Okay, so let's take a step back and think about a couple of the issues, here. First of all, what kind of metaltalin are we talking about that are out of the rishus? Again, this sugi is important for shlichus. It's important for birshuso, like Rabbi Yochanan says. Tosfos says in Dibur Maaskal Lo Kasvinon. This is Tosfos' shita. This is the Ramban shita. Our Gemara is limited. Even the first version of Nahardoi, who says that it's out of your control. You can't write a harsha for someone to collect metaltalin on your behalf. That's only by Tosfos says Dafka al metaltalin degzela. That's only by metaltalin that was stolen from you. You can't write a harsha for that because that's not in your rishus. Right? That's the comparison to Rabbi Yochanan. Avam ha-metaltalin de pikadon kasvinan. But metaltalin of a pikadon, there's a shomer that has your property. Now you're sending a morsha to go collect that. So that, says Tosfos, says the Ramban, you can write a harsha for. Why? Because the ha-chal tali taima behektish. Because the whole svara is Rabbi Yochanan and v'yesh koach la adam la hakdish pikados yesh lo bi'ad chaveiro. We know kol hecha de isa bershusa de mara isa. That's the principle we usually apply by shomrim. He is my extension, and therefore, if the shomer has something in mind, I can be makdish. That is called bershusi. because I have control of it, I have control of the destiny of it, and therefore, says Tosfos, says the Ramban, that the chiddush of Nahar Doi, that you can write a harshah in order to collect metaltalin, because it's totally not in your rishus, that's only by metaltalin of gzela, not metaltalin of pikaton. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi does not specify or limit it to pikaton, and who says it mefurish? The Ravan. The Ravan. Mori Barabi of Rosenzweig always likes to quote this Ravan in this context. The Ravan in Simon Ayin Tess in his Tshuvas, Ravan, one of the Rishonim, he writes a Tshuva Zu L'Rabbi Yoel Halevi Chatni. He writes a Tshuva to his son-in-law, Rabbi Yoel Halevi. Amri Nardoi, Lo Kasvinan Ur Chazabataltali, Umasik Ladik, Rabbi Yochanan Amrua, Da'amar Ena Damakta Shavashin and Beshuso. And then he quotes, you can't be just like Rabbi Yochanan says, you gave me back to shit. Fahua did she'eno mocher, v'nose v'lo marshep. He can't do anything. He can't do anything because it's not in Yerushus. But then he quotes that really, the Gemara is linking this to Rabbi Yochanan, but not exactly. It's based on Rabbi Yochanan, but Nahar Doi goes one step further. The Adifa means Rabbi Yochanan. They're even more radical than Rabbi Yochanan. De'ilu Rabbi Yochanan lo amar ela bin nigzal. De'am Rabbi Yochanan gazalonas yashua bailim ein yochel lahakdash elafi sheyne b'shuso. Abo pikadon matzi makdash v'yoyev. Like Tosfos just explained Rabbi Yochanan. De'galecha de'isa b'shusa isa. But Tosfos said that our doy are based on Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Ravan, and maybe this is Rashi's pshat also, ve'inu nardoy amri afilu pikadon. Lo matzi makdish v'yohiv. Even by pikadon. What do you mean pikadon? Isn't that a my halachic rishus? No. Dekiven deboy lamechtev va'afig lenavshach. Since you still, in order to create the power to be toveya, that's not just regular shlichus. You have to make something stronger. Kidemaski va'azli, you have to say a lashon av, you're giving it to this person. Lashon matana, lo kasvinan, to lo matzi lamechtev, dene b'shuso. You can't give the matana physically now. And therefore, your Nahar Doi goes one step further, even by Pikado. And then he quotes the Nahar, the Ika Da'amri of Nahar Doi, they hold like Rabbi Yochanan totally. Uliga Da'amri Savay Nahar Doi, Rabbi Yochanan Bikovachol, V'yomrina Lo Kasidur Chzabatasli, only on the stuff that was denied. Kosha Tavo Amavkin Lenifkat Bakafarlo, because then he turns into a Gazlan, and he can't give it. But Lo Kafre Kasvinan, because it's called Bershuso, and it's not called Gizulin. So, Machlokas, we've shown him about that. The Ksos, again, picks up on this Rashi, and he says, he thinks it's like that Ravan, Kufchav Gimel. The Ksos and Kufchav Gimel quotes Tosfos, then he says, Miloshen Rashi, Shekasav Miyad HaNeman, Mashmut Lo Mayrim, Tazle Dixela, V'utamua. So, Bikadon Lukuli Amo Yochalak Yisho. I don't understand. Rashi. And he says, Nira Mizem Mucha Kidvarenu, the Afila Matasli Pikadon, Vitsayas Dina, says, Tuxos, if there is a chance that the person holding my item is going to hold it back for any reason, because he's mad at me, because I owe him something from a different claim, from a different case, that is all called Eino Bershusi. Ela sheish lo is a taina o tviya al pikadon sheina rosa nifkan lahachzir ache yikov hadin beneim nami aveli davar sheina bershuso kivon sheino ata bershus hamafkin. And that's exactly what Rashi says the Ksos. Ustama to urchasa lefi sheish lo nifkan is a taina o tviya o mishabachi. That's why he writes to write this, and he thinks that's what Rashi says. And the Ksos starts with Rashi, and then he gets into the Ramban, as we'll see by the Sheb a little bit later. But either way, that's the first issue on the board. Rashi and the Ravan versus Rov Rishonim, Tosfos and the Ramban, whether it is limited. Again, that has a lot to do with the concept of Bershuso. One other Ha'ara, the Gemara discusses here, only Metaltalin. Tosfos, in Shvuas, Daflama Gimel, says, by Karka, for sure, we write a Harsha'a, even on stolen Karka. Even on stolen karka, because that's karkain and exelis. And therefore, he would be able, it would be considered bershuso, even if the person is not letting give there. Tosfos says, Ika lo ukme bim karkoi, devade kasvinomai. The karka ain't an exelis, which we touched on a little bit at the beginning of this parak. That's just a diuk from the Gemara. So Lamaisa, what's the machlokas about now between the two deyas of Nahar Doi? So the Ravan said, well, it's machlokas, whether they hold like Rabbi Yochanan or not, whether they go so far as only pikadon, or even only gzela and not pikadon, or even pikadon, that was the two days. But the other Rishonim also have a formulations, what exactly is the machlokas. The Rashba here says, well, maybe the machlokas is, what does Birshuso mean? Does Birshuso mean physical Rishus? Right, which might be the first day. If you don't have physical Rishus, even if you have destiny control, that's not good enough for Harsha'a. Or do we say, no, the ability to control it, the ability to sell it, the ability to be makdish it, and that will be the second day of Nahar Doi, because even if it's not in their Rishus, they say that as long as the guy hasn't denied it, then he's going to come back to you, so that it would be good enough. The Tosas Rid here says that maybe there's a slight difference in that you have to remember, there, the Mishaleach here, or the Marsha, is not creating a kinyan here. He's not giving, actually, the item to the Shliach. He's giving him power. He's giving him koach. So maybe for that, you need less. The standard could be lower. That's the machlokas between the parties. Says the Tosas Rid, Hatab Shesovrim, Sheyachol Litnov Arshah, who, the second day of, Kivan She'edzu Hakna Mamish, Ela Nosein L'Shliach, Rakas HaYecholes, L'Leches V'Ladun, That's why the standards would be less. The first day I would say, even though it's not a real Kenyan, the standards aren't less. Okay, this is part one of the topic. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, now getting into more details of this Harsha. V'amri Nahardoi, Urchasa. So now what does the Harsha have to say? How do you create this special type of Shliach, or as we'll see soon, some Rishonim, a super type of Shliach? V'amri Nahardoi, Urchasa, de lo kasev be, an urchasa, a harsha'a, a power of attorney that does not say in it, zil don vizachi, va'afik lanafshach, go, be done the case for me, and be zoche for yourself. Lo, les be mashasha. So if you don't have that lashon, then it's meaningless. It's not a powerful harsha'a. That's what it has to say. My taima, bishop da amar lei, because if he doesn't have this lashon, the nitva could say, da amar lei, heich, lav baldvarim didiat. I'm not going to the Besdin with you. You're not my the other party. And therefore, I'm not doing it. Again, a shliach, fine, you're a shliach. But a shliach can act. The shliach could create a chalos. But a shliach can be toveya. That's something different. That is like a davar shebegufo, the Gemara seems to say. And therefore, it doesn't work without that lashon. Amar Abaya, v'iksiv be'lamechza l'shlish v'l'arviya, but if you give him power for part of the collection, even if you don't give him power for all of it, half, a third, or a quarter, migudu mishtoi dina apalga, mishtoi dina akula, once you give him power for at least part of the din, so that's good enough. Once he has power for part, then he's considered a bal davar, and the person cannot say, the nitva cannot say, la bal davar didiat. Good. Amar ameimar, itofas lo mafkina mine. Ameimar says, if the, who's toface here? Rashi has 2 days here. Rashi says, if the shliach is toface from the nitva, so then even if he maybe didn't have this lashon written, afik lanafshach, he gets to keep it. Meaning, the other person could taina, la baldvar didiat, but if he grabs it, if he's toface it, that tfisa would work, because la baldvaram doesn't mean that you are not legally allowed to take it, says Ameimar, but it just means that I don't have to go to court with you, but if you get it somehow, then you can keep it. That's one version according to Rashi. Rashi also says Lishna Achrida, and that's what he likes. Itafas shliach mamon shahotzi. If the shliach himself keeps the money that he was given to go be the Morsha for himself, lo mafkina mine, that we don't take it from him, meaning you say you're taking a chance with your power of attorney, because you're right, and keep it for yourself. So Ameimar says he can even keep it for himself in that case. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says as follows. And the question is Ravashi telling us something very new here, or is he just adding on to what has been said? Kiva de Kasvele called him Isani Mendina Kabila Salai, since the Marsha writes to the Morsha, the Mishaleach to the Shliach, since he writes, any type of expenses that you have from the din, I accept. Called him Isani Mendina Kabila Salai, Shliach Shavya, he is creating a shliach from the fact that the mishaleach accepts all the expenses and all of the money that's going to have to go to this trip and the legal fees. So shliach shavya, that shows that he is creating a shliach. Is Ravashi arguing on a meimar? Maybe he's saying that he can't be toface. He's obviously just a shliach. because he's not paying for the expenses, so obviously he's just a shliach, or vigadami shutvashavya, or he's only at most a shutaf, not a person who could keep everything, and therefore they would maybe tfisa would not work. L'may nafkamina l'mitvas palga. The nafkamina would be between these last two, shliach and shutaf, is can at least kiti at least keep half. Shutve can at least keep half, and the first day of Ravashi, he wouldn't be able to keep half. Either way, our girsa is we have the last three words, v'hilfz a shliach shavya, the mach takes those out, but either way, that's about that last detail of the machlokas. So the way we read it is that Ravashi is not fundamentally arguing on what was said earlier, and really, he is just arguing on the detail of tfisa. A member says tfisa, the shliach gets to keep it, and Ravashi says no, he's obviously just given the power, but he's not the actual owner, because he doesn't have to pay for the expenses, and therefore, his power is limited. Say other Rishonim, not like as we just explained. The Baal Hamar, and a lot of action in this sugya, we learn it Be'iyun, is in the back. The Baal Hamar and the Ramban are major players in this sugya. The Baal Hamar, right here in the seventh parak, says the Baal Hamar on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis in the Daf Ha'arif. The Baal Hamar is short, and the Milchamas, the Ramban, is very long. The Ksos loves this Milchamas. Many of you shown him. This is a very defining Milchamas, as we'll see, at least two lines of it. But says the Baal Hamar here, Ela Nira Li, Derav Ashi Chole Ku Al Nahar Doi. I think Rav Ashi is arguing on everything that we've said up until now. V'hilchus ha-kavasei t'shliach shavya. And Rav Ashi is saying, I don't understand. This, we know there's a concept of shlichus. We know there's a concept of shluchos shel adam kamoso. So that's what Rav Ashi is saying. Since the mishlech accepts expenses, he's a shliach. Hilchach lo boi zil don v'zachi v'afik l'navshach. You don't need that. V'yafilu achi lo matzi l'meimor l'heich l'abal d'rabdi diat. You don't need anything special, super, to counter the claim of La Baal D'Rabbi Diyat, to Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, says the Baal Hamar, Shlichus is powerful enough. The Machlokes between Nahar Doi and Rav Ashi, says the Baal Hamar, is how to view Shlichus. Early we said, maybe the Rashba, the others, it's how to view Bershuso, how to view when you need something, you're not really trying to do a Kenyan, says the Baal Hamar, it's about Shlichus. Now, Doi says shlichus cannot prevent la bal dvar didiat. While the Baal Hamar says, yes, it can. That's what Rav Ashi is saying. He's saying he's a shliach, and therefore, that's all he needs. Hilchach, lo shtar de kafre, lo shtar de lo kafre, kasvinan. And it's a velokasha de Rabbi Yochanan. Don't ask me on Rabbi Yochanan, cause of the Sashua Bailim, to keep it the shliach shavya, ishtakach, the high time of lechud, high time of lechud, klala de milsa, krab Yochanan, kaimel, and beduchte, ukrab Ashi beduchte, velesi, laharnoi doi, klal. We don't pass like Nahar Doi, we pass like Rav Ashi, Shlichus, we pass like Rav Yochanan, Gozov, Lonus Yashua, Bailam, you didn't make him a Shliach clear, that's why it's not in your Rishus, and he doesn't have the power to be Makdash it. That is the Baal Hamor. But other Rishonim don't say it so clearly. If you look at the Rush is bothered by the Baal Hamor's claim. The Rush in the ninth parak, if we skip, we mentioned the seventh, ninth, and tenth are all about Kenev and Gezela. If we look in the Rush discusses this sugi in the ninth parak, in Simen Chaf Aleph, the Rush asks the Kasha, that the Baal Hamar says as a statement, V'tzarek Talmud Avar, Kiva Diadina Deshav Yishliach, V'im Yimsar Lo Yipater Meach Rayas Haderech, we know he created a Shliach, and if the Nitva gives him the money, he doesn't argue, then the Nitva is Niftar, V'shlucho Shaladam Kemoso Bechol Davar, how could the Nitva say anything? Hello, this is crucial language. Hello, pi hashliach kepi habaylim. L'kol davar shenase shliach. Isn't the shliach of this is a very strong lashon and formulation of shlichus? Isn't a shliach mamish like the mishaleach? The mouth of the shliach is like the mouth of the baylim. L'kol davar shenase shliach. V'asiyaso kaasiyaso. And his actions is like his actions. How could the Chachamim say that the person could claim la bal dvar didiyat? So the Rush says, you're right. Fundamentally, the Rush seems to agree with the Baal Hamar. The Rush says, you know why we don't allow it? Because we're nervous that the mishaleach has been mevatel. V'nirali dechashinon shemi yevatel hamafkes shlichus hashliach bifnei edim. But if he says, Zil, Don, Vizach, and Avshach, then he can't be Mevatel anymore. That's the Chiddush of the Rosh. But fundamentally, the Rosh agrees with the Baal Amor that Shluchot El Kabosa was enough. Let's say we would have a video, and we would know he would be saying right now, I'm not Mevatel. He's fine, then it would be good enough, and he wouldn't be able to argue. That's the Rosh and the Baal Hamar. But the Ramban and others, not focusing or saying like this day, seem to say not. The Rav Ashi is not arguing fundamentally. But then the question is then what is Nahar Doi talking about? What about Shlichus? How do you answer that kasha of the Rosh? So the Melchamo says, the Ramban says, you have to have a different version of a Shliach. You have to say that regular Shlichus is not strong enough for preventing Lav Bal Dvarim Didiat. You can't say a Shliach, no matter how strong you say, Pia Shliach, maybe the Ramban would never say like what the Rosh says. To say Pia Shliach, Pia Mishaleach, Vasiyasa, Kasiyasa. It's strong, he gets it done. But maybe the point of the Ramban is that he doesn't have such a strong approach to Shlichus, and that's why he says no. What's going on here is that a regular Shliach is not good enough. But when you create a Morshe, that's what we might call a super Shliach. A super Shliach, giving him superpowers, and that's why it would work. V'hainu, just read two lines of the Ramban and the Melchamos, and the Ksos quotes 30 lines of this Melchamos. V'hainu denar doi de savri, dehai urchasa, is ba shlichus, uboi nami lashon matana. Says the Ramban, to use the Ramban as his own lashon, arkeve atrei rikshi. You're riding on like two horses. The Gemara uses that elsewhere to as a problem. Like, how can you hold like two opinions? How can you say both things? You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. That's what the phrase Arkevei Atrei Rikshi. But the Ramban here uses it to say that yes, a Morsha is made up of two ingredients. He is a Shliach, but he's also a Makabel Matana. He is someone who has superpowers as a Shliach, and that's why this super Shliach could stand up to the Taina of Lal Baal Dvarim Didiyan and say, no, I am your Baal Din. Hilkach, he says, because he's a Shliach and he's Lashon Matana, Hilkach mi manifshach mafik minei. Taha Shliachu, vim halah rotze litin lo yado kiyad bailim, de shlucho shel adam kimoso, vi yachala kufo. And that's what he says. It continues with the Lashon. But that's as a crucial. Again, there are so many layers of this issue in the Machlokes. Machlokes, how do you look at Shlichus? Machlokes, how do you look at this the Machlokes in the Gemara? Machlokes about Pikadon and Gezela. The Machlokes about how to define Birshuso. All of these come from these couple of lines of the sugya of Urchasa and Morsha. Also, just parenthetically, the Rosh's claim that this, once a person writes a harsha, he cannot be mevatel. That's what he says. He says, that's why I'm worried that he's going to be mevatel, but once he says this, he cannot be mevatel anymore. The Rif says you can't be mevatel, even after writing a Morsha. Even after writing a Morsha, you can be mevatel. Again, a machlok is what's that about. Even a Morsha might not be so superpower, according to the Rif. One final, two final points, and that is, we've been talking about in this sugya, the main point is a Morsha, a power of attorney for the Toveya. How about for the Nitva? How about for the one who's getting claimed from? Could he have a Shliach, what we might call a lawyer? Does a person have to appear in court themselves? Could they have a appointed person? What's called in the Rishonim an antler? Could they have an antler, a morsha? This Gemara only talks about the Toveya. What about the Nitva? So this is a sugya in Shvuas Daf Lamed. That's where antler comes up. The Ritva and the Meiri here quotes in two lines, just because there are two opinions about it. But the Ritva is a little more graphic in Shvuas Daf Lamed, and he says, V'o nira lahara'im v'rabo. He quotes the Rif, and he quotes the other Rishonim, She'ein memanin antler v'nitva. The Ritva quotes a Deya, no antler, only a Toveya you could have a stand-in for, but not the Nitva, which is very interesting. Why would you be Mechalik? He gives two answers. Elohu Afo Balabazdin, the Nitva has to come to court. Ela imkenu chole o ishi yakarasha shochan lem shluchei bezdin. Unless he's sick and can't come, aval antler lo. Why? V'tam divrehem, what's the reason for this opinion? De Toveya hu sheyachol limnos morsha. The Toveya can appoint a Morsha, Mishum Daha Amarle, Zil Dovaz Achilanafshe. He could give him the power, Argamara. A toveach could say, collect for yourself. So now this person is a baldover, because he's collecting for himself. Fahavile kitoveya atzmo u baldover hu. Avo benitva, what does the nitva say? Go and pay for me. That makes him the baldover. Avo benitva, delekele meimar hachi, you can't say that. He has to make his appearance. The Toveya could have a stand-in, but not the Nitva. Because the Toveya is actively doing something. And then he says, maybe there's a second reason given here. He quotes this from the Rabban and others. Shema ha'antler Yosef Taina me'atzmo shel sheker. Maybe the Antler will be Mosif his own tainas. Oh, Yeshanah, right, he's the one that is being claimed from. So that's why he might lie. Oh, Yeshanah me'atzmo. Vilgama nitva me'ispanev shalom b'fnei baldino l'shanah b'nemes. Even the nitva, if he's not standing in front of the person who did it, his own baldavar, he might lie. But in front of them, then he won't. V'chein das ksas harishonim v'gam haramban bali svarazu. So the Ritva quotes that opinion, but then he says, Aval rabim min ha'achronim zal, the achrone rishonim, obviously, but many of the later rabbis, he says, he quotes this from others, kasvu, dekol nitva memana antler, vishlucho kimoso, lifnei Hashem karina be. This is just like a toveya could have a stand-in, a morsha, so too a nitva. And maybe a nitva doesn't even need morsha, it just needs shlichus. So it's 2 days here about Antler, and they said, Amar li mori harashba, my Rebbe the Rashba also says this, and he says, Harambam lo diber bazeklum b'chiburo. This is a big mystery. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about this in the Mishnah Torah about the halacha of an Antler for a nitva, and there is a 3-column footnote here in the Mosada Rav Kook Ritva, all about Antler and the Rambam Shita and others. Okay, but that is the sugya of Harsha, and just to close with the Nusach, the Me'iri here, if you want to see the Nusach of Harsha, the Me'iri right here has the Lashon of Harsha. He says, Nusach Harsha, it's about 15 lines. He says, he's Api Nusach HaGodim HaRishonim, Yodim Anu, yes, Edim know that so-and-so has my property. And I'm giving power to this person without, and I'm not being forced at all, Shalom Ba'onez Klal, Belef Shalim, Benefesh Chavesa, V'nasati Lo Arba Amos Karka B'chatzeri B'matana Gemura, and the Egvan Hershesi Umanisi Vishlatati Ploni Aniskar Al Kolosim Amatayim Dinarim. Sheishli it's a Ploni, I give him power to collect that for himself, V'tehe Yado Ki Yadi, V'kocho Ki Kochi, V'zechuso Ki Zechusi. That's the Lashon of the Rasha. I'm making him me. Ladunimo, Vilachov, Vilazakos, Bein B'dinei Yisrael, Bein B'dinei Umas Ha'olam, V'yadun, V'yizke, V'yotzi La'atzmo Mitachas Yado. V'lo Yekov, V'yad Nifkat Lomar La'abaldur Amdidiyat. The Nifkat shouldn't be able to say, he is not my party. And the second that it gets to the Morsha, it's as if I got it, and then it ends off, like we're familiar with, D'lo Kasmachto, D'lo Katovsi, D'shtare, V'kanina, right, like it says at the end of Ksuba, but that's a shtar. This is the Lashon of the Me'iri, and we have to remember that in the days of the Rishonim, and earlier, this was very, very Lamaisa. If people live far away from each other, and the guy can't travel to go collect, so he has to appoint somebody to go to collect for him. This is a very Lamaisa Shaila in the days of the Rishonim, and therefore it was very critical to know what was needed to be able to be Toveya. Okay, Adkan, issues of Harsha'a and power of attorney. Now we get back to other sugyas in Baba Kama. Here we go, says the next Mishnah, we're back to Dala Behe. Gonav al pishnayim v'tavachu machar al pihem. Somebody steals based on, and 2 Edim see that. Gonav al pishnayim v'tavachu machar al pihem, and those 2 same Edim say he shechted or sold. So it's 2 Edim on the Kefal, 2 Edim on the Dala Behe, the same ones. O al pishnayim acherim, or even 2 other Edim, says the Mishnah. The Edom on the Kefil do not have to be the Edom on the Tzvicha Mechira. Opi Shtayim Acherim, Mishalim Teshlumi Dala Behei, that's okay. Case number 1, you could have 2 different Edom. Ganavu Machar B'Shabbos, Ganavu Machar L'Avodah Zarah, Ganavu Machar Ganavu Tavach L'Mekipurim. If somebody steals and then sells it on Shabbos, steals and sells into Avodah Zarah, or he steals and he shechs on Yom Kippur. What's the chiddush in all these cases? You're still going to be chayav dal v'hei, because there's no kimlei. There's no kimlei b'drabim minei, because selling it on Shabbos is not an issa daraisa. And selling it to Avodah Zarah, or shechting it on Yom Kippur, is not skila. And therefore, right, it's kares. And therefore, there's not going to be a p'tur of kimlei here. Or, ganav mishel aviv v'tavach u'machar. Somebody steals it from their father, and then they shecht and sell it. And then their father dies afterwards. So there he's also going to be chayiv. Because at the moment that he shechted it, it still belonged to the father. So the other yarshim are going to get the money, not him. He didn't shecht his own item yet. His father was still alive when he did it. And we're going to get to the contrast of all these items in the next Mishnah. If he shechts it and then he's vaktish it afterwards, in all these cases, Mishantash Lomidal Behei, because in each case, he's still chayiv at the moment that he did it. Ganav etavach lerefuah leklavim. Let's say somebody shechs, but he has different kavanas in mind. He had a kavana, he's just going to use this animal for medicinal purposes, or he's going to give it to his dog. But he did an actual good shechita. Hashochev etzei streifa. Or he shechs and the animal comes out to be a trefa. Hashochet chulin ba'azara. Or he shechs chulin in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishalan tashlumi da'alvehei. According to the Tanakhama, in all these cases, he still paid da'alvehei in these cases. Because even though it's a shechita that's not going to end up, full, some of them, the last two, with an ability to eat it, it's still considered a shechita. Rabbi Shimon Poter b'shnei elu. Rabbi Shimon shechita is, in these last two cases, it's called a shechita she'ena ru'uya, a shechita that does not lead to a heter achila. He says that is not called a halachic shechita. He does not argue on the first two cases, where somebody shechs in mind to give it to their animal. That's still a total shechita ru'uya. If you change your mind, you can't eat it. Kavana, limiting kavana by shechita, is not going to affect the heter of the shechita. There is a Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo in Chulin says that if somebody shechs in mind that the shechita shouldn't be mutter, he has the power to do that. He has the power to do that. And Rov Achronim argue on that. They say this Gemara is against that. The Gemara says if you have in mind leklavim, if you have in mind lurafua, so why? That's no different than having in mind not to be that it's not going to be mutter. Right, and this is also what Rabbi Chanan says. We've quoted this various times in the past. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Haaretz says in Simen Ayin Vav that there are two types of halachic actions. We're just talking about shluchos. That's also related to this. He says, "Hine b'chol advarim anasim ayde adam yeshem shnei ofanim." There are two types of actions. Hecha dachalos hadin nasim mikoach adam. Number one, where man is in control of the chalos, the effect, kemo b'chol kinyanim ubekidushin ubegerishin. In all those cases, shaha adam u'apol es chalos adin, the man is in charge of the chalos. He creates the chalos. But then number two, hecha shaha maisa ba'atzma, below koacha adam, po'el es chalos adin. The man does the physical act, but once the physical act is done, the chalos comes from the act, or from Hashem, but not from the man. Kemo b'shchita, dimateres, like shchita. After being a koach gavra, you need the physical act. Mikol makom ha'adam eino amatir ela shchita atzma materes. That's the example that he gives. The shchita im nas is kilchasa. If the shchita is done properly, that's it. It's done. It's done. V'nafkamina tuba, and there are many nafkaminas between these two. Number one, if you have kavana that it shouldn't work. So if you have kavana that the gerushin kiddushin v'chulu shouldn't work, so it doesn't work. If I have kavana that the shchita shouldn't work, it works anyway. Or the first two nafkaminas, could you make a tznai? This is only, the shechita is only going to be kosher if it rains tomorrow. I can't do that, right? But I made that tznai by kiddushin, by gerushin, by mechira, right? Making a tznai, making a shliach. Can you delay it? Can you make the chalos bichal only la'achar shloshim yom? Right? Can you make it, can you limit it in any way? Do you apply the principle of i'oven mahani, i'oven lo mahani? Say, maybe that only applies where you are in control. Shadin nifal yekoach ha'adam. Ba'onei shekirei shemekadish b'chayvei lavin. V'hafrash es truma. Aval b'shchita ha'hetra nasa me'elav. Lo shayach klal lomar, yavah lo mahani. Right, that's, again, many different nafkaminas given there. It's a basic Rebbe Chanan, Kovetz Haaretz, Simen Ayin Vav, Oz Beis, and then Gimel Dalet Hey are the nafkaminas. Okay, but that is related to our Mishnah. So back to the Mishnah. Lema, Masnisa, Delo, Krebi, Akiva. Let's say that our Mishnah our Mishnah who said that you could have two different edim on the Geneva and on the Dal Vehei, on the Ticha Machira. That's not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a principle that you can't have edim on half of a topic, half of an event. No, you have to have edim on the whole event. Davar v'lo chatzi davar. Where's the context? Titania. Amar Rabbi Yossi, k'shehalach, Abba chalafta yitzah Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, when Abba chalafta went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri l'mal Torah, v'amrila, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ate Abba chalafta, or the opposite. They were learning, one of them went to learn Torah with the other one. And even before we get to this, what was said, Rabbi Akiva, Abba chalafta, Rashi points out on top, is Rabbi Yossi's father. Shame Avil Pshav Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi here is quoting his father, Abba Chalafta. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch, on Yaradeya. How is he able to do this? You're not allowed to mention your father's name. Abba Chalafta, Chalafta is his father's name. How is he able to mention the name? The Shulchan Aruch says that's part of Mora Aviv V'Imo. Right, there's Kavod and there's Mora. There's two different ideas. We can't confuse the two. Kavod, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Ezeo Kibud, Ezeo Kavod. Right, what's Kavod? Ma'achil, Mashke, Malbish, Mechase, you help the feeding, clothing, right, which means that, talking about a time when the parent can't do it themselves. V'yitzenelobasever panem yafas. That's Kavod. Mora is something else. Lo yamod bimkomo, hamiyuchalo, not to stand in their place, not to sit in their seat. Velo yeshev bimkomo, velo soser ezvarav, not to contradict my parent. Velo machria ezvarav bifanav, meaning if they're having an argument with somebody else, not to say, oh, I think so and so is right. Velo yikreenu bishmo, not to call a parent, I'm not allowed to call my father by his name. Lo bachaya velo bamoso, not when he's alive and after. Ela omer abamari. That's it. Hayashem aviv kishem acherim. If my father's name is like some other's names, mishanesh shmam imhusham shehu peli. If it's an unusual name, so then you shouldn't use that unusual name if your father's around, and even if though you're calling your friend. Shein akol regilim likros bo. Avol shem shregilim bo mutar likros acherim shalom b'fanav not. But even b'fanav, I still should have called my friend by my father's name if it's the same name. When my father is around. The Pesach Shuvah here quotes, and Rabbi Kivega discusses, you know, what do you do with Surin Amarayim? Kashali says Rabbi Kivega, this is Reish Mem, Hilchas Kibbut Aveim. Habrachos Amarle Baya Ab Abba, Vechein Shabbos, Amreb Yossi, Maisa Ba Abba, Chalafta. There it is. How can he say that? Sarach Ian says the Pesach Shuvah. Well, maybe that's why he says the word Abba. That's a form of a title. If you say a title before, right, if you say Avi Mori, and then you say the name, that is giving proper kavod. And that's how the Pesach Shuvah would answer how Rabbi Yossi did it here. The Pesach Shuvah also says, happens sometimes, happens to me sometimes, V'nir Ali, de'im acherim sho'alim imenu ben mi'at. What if somebody asks, who's your father? Oh, which Rosner are you? Who's your father? Mutter lomer lehem ben Rebbe Ploni, ani. You're allowed to say, because they're looking for the first name. They're not looking for the last name, because then they know that from your name. So let's say somebody has a father that other people might know. So then you're allowed to say, at least with a title, right? Not to say also the first name by itself, but with Rabbi, Doctor, Vichulu. The Raya was there. What's my Raya? He quotes the Marshal, who quit, that the Rush constantly quotes his Rebbe, quoting it by name. Moreno Harav Meir, right? The Maharami Rutenberg, or the Tour always quotes the Rosh. What's the Rosh? Rabbeinu Asher, right? He's calling him by his first. No, he's giving him a title, or he's saying he's the Rosh, right? He's the head. But either way, with a title, you have more flexibility. Okay, we continue. So anyway, so what are we doing? So the Gemara says our mission is against Rabbi Yossi, against Rabbi Akiva, who says Davar v'lochatzi Davar. And it quotes this from Rabbi Yossi. Amarlo. So what happens? He said, Haresha Akla Shana Rishona Bifrei Shnayim. Shnia Bifrei Shnayim, Shlishas Bifrei Shnayim. We know the concept of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The mission at the beginning of Cheskas Abatim. If there are Edim, that there were squatters here on this land for 3 years, and there was no protest from the earlier owner, so that itself works as a Kenyan. Somehow. And now the squatters own it, because you should have protested, you should have registered a complaint within 3 years. What if you have different edim on each year? Two on the first year, two on the second year, two on the third year. Mahu, amarlo, harezu chazaka, the rabbanan say, yeah, that works. That works. You could have two Edom on each of the years. Omar lo, afani omer kein. He says, yeah, I agree to that. Ella, Rabbi Akiva cholik b'davar. Rabbi Akiva argues, shayi Rabbi Akiva omer davar v'lochatzi davar. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have to have two Edom on all 3 years. So the Gemara asks, shall we say that Rabbi Akiva would also be against our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah says you could have two Edom on the Geneva, and then two different Edom on the shechting and selling. So just like Rabbi Akiva says, you need two Edom on all 3 years. You need two Edom on the Geneva and the Tich and the Mechiras. The Gemara says no. Amar Abaya, Filotem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva could agree with our Mishnah. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva obviously doesn't say across the board. There are contexts which are not called Chatzi Davar. Mila Moder Rabbi Akiva, wouldn't he admit, B'shtayim Omer Kidei, B'shtayim Omer Baal. Let's say there's a case of Ashes Ish Shezinsa. There are two Edim that were the Edi Kiddushin at the wedding, and there were two other Edim on the Znus. They have to be the same Edim? No. You need them both for the case. But they don't have to be the same Edim. The Afagav, the Edi Bia Tzrichi, the Edi Kiddushin. You're right. The Edi Bia wouldn't be effective without the Edi Kiddushin, because then it would be a Pnuya Shezinsa. Kivan, the Edi Kiddushin, Lo Tzrichi, the Edi Bia, Zavar Karina Bey. Since, at least in one direction, the one set of Edim are independently valuable. Without the other set, to know this couple is married is valuable. So therefore, it's not called Chatzi Davar. So Achanami, Avagav, the Edei Tficha, Tzricha, the Edei Geneva, so too. Even though the Edei Tficha need the Edei Geneva, or else it would be you're shechting your own animal, Kiva, the Edei Geneva, Lo Tzricha, the Edei Tficha, Davar, Karina Bey. Since it doesn't go in both directions, it's independent, unlike Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Cheskas Gimel Shanim, each of them, all of them need the other ones. And that's where Rabbi Akiva says, there, it's Chatzi Davar. Says the Gemara, so is there a case that the Rabbanan agreed to? Rabbanan, Hai Davar v'lo Chatzi Davar l'mute mai. What do they do with that limud? The Pasuk says Davar. So there is a case that they would agree is Chatzi Davar also. Limu ute, Echad Omer, Echad Begaba, Echad Omer, Echad Bekre. So we know we need two hairs in order to create godless, to testify that a certain girl is a gadola. So what if there are two, one eight says, I saw a hair over here, and the other eight says, I saw a hair over there. They each saw only one hair. So the Gemara, that's the case that's excluded. Says the Gemara, that's obvious. Hai chatzi davar v'chatzi edusu. That for sure is bad. You only have one eight testifying about nothing. So that wouldn't be, you don't need the pasuk to exclude that case, so modify. El lamute shnayim omer mechad begaba. V'shnayim omer mechad bekresa. If you have two edim on each hair, that's what the Torah is excluding by davar v'lo chatzi davar. Why? Hani amriktani, v'hani amriktani, because they're each saying that she's a ktana. None of them are testifying about her godless. They're each saying that she is a ktana, and that's why it is no good. And there, but why do the Rabbanan agree then by the case of Cheskas Gimel Shanim? They're each testifying only about 1 year. So that also is meaningless. So why, what's the difference? Why is that case better? So Tosfos here asks. Tosfos asks that kasha limute v'lo dami l'shana rishona b'fnei shnayim. So that also is like one hair. No, no. Says Tosfos the hasam ra'u kol masha yichol only ros bosa shana. Tosfos says no. They saw everything that they could see. They ate them on the hairs. They should have seen more than one hair because at that moment on that day she should have had more than one hair. But Tosfos says by the edim, they saw everything that they could see at that time. Answer number one. Number two, the Rif says, well, each year is significant for other halachas. For example, the person is going to have eating peiros from that year, so that he has to pay. If you don't find more edim, then these edim are going to prove that the person who squatted is going to have to pay. So again, you see, there is significance. The Ramban Abba Basra on Daf Nun Vav says, well, maybe there's a fundamental difference. One hair is not called the beginning of two hairs. That's not called haschalas ha'edus. 1 year is linked to the next year and to the next year, right? There's a flow of how do you look at the hairs. One hair stands by itself. You can have one hair the girl's entire life. He says, Nimsa edazu by the years, im tamidena b'cheskasa b'edazu shaloi. If you continue with these years, if he continues with this, it'll be his. Nimsa edazu haschalas edus shnia. Shari heidu sheroas abrishuso shoseh v'loetze b'shuzu b'fneim. But by the hairs, right, it's not considered a haschalas edus, and that's why it's considered chatzi davar. Okay. Weiter. Ganav u'macha b'Shabbos. Getting back to the next part of the Mishnah. Again, there's a lot coming up here, but we'll start this, and we'll let Hashem continue the next time. Ganav u'machar b'Shabbos. Again, the Mishnah said if somebody steals and sells on Shabbos, he's chayav dal v'hei, because he did not violate it. It's a daraisa, where we would say kim libidrava b'nei. Big discussion in the Achronim on this sugya. Not the Rishon, but the Achronim. We know the sugya, the beginning of Temura, i'ovid mahani, i'ovid lo mahani. Sometimes if I try to do something and it's usser, the Torah says it doesn't work. Right, if a man tries to marry Chai Vekrisus, it doesn't work. But if somebody tries to marry a Kohen and a Grusha, it works. What's the rule? What's the exception? But the Achronim here ask, so why does this sale work? Right, Ganav u'machar b'Shabbos, Ganav u'tavach la on Yom Kippur. Why does that shechita, why does that sale work? Why don't we say, i'ovid lo mahani? So, the various answers given in the Mefarshim, some say, well, it affects others here. If you say it doesn't work, then the Kohen is not going to get it, so you don't see Yavala Mahani where it affects others. Or the Maharit, all Achronim quote the Maharit in this sugya, wherever it comes up, the Maharit says, you only say Yavala Mahani if by saying Lo Mahani, you prevent the Avera from being done. Right? If somebody does an Avera, and if you say Lo Mahani, the Avera will not be done, then you say Lo Mahani. But here the Avera was done. The Chilul Shabbos was done. The Mechira, it was all done already. So you're not going to prevent the Avera in that case. And therefore, it's not going to, you're not going to say that in the sugya. Okay, there are other answers given, but we'll continue. So the Gemara says, if you sell it on Shabbos, you're still chayav dal v'hei. V'atanya pater, we have a brisa that says you're pater. You're not going to be chayav dal v'hei. So the Gemara says, what's the case of pater? Meaning you have to come up with a case that he's chayav daraisa misa, and that's where you're going to be pater. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Kitanya Hida Pater. When is it Pater? Ba'omerlo, where the buyer says, "A coat te'ena mi te'ena ti, v'tikni le'gnevo seich." You know what? Pick a fig. The buyer of the animal says, "You know, pick a fig off of my tree, and that'll be the kinyan. That'll be the kinyan of my getting the cow." So he's going to be chayiv misa. The second that he's kotzer, he's going to be chayiv misa at the time of the kinyan. The Rishonim asked, Tosas asks, how exactly does that work? Does there kinyan in Hilchas Kinyanim? Don't you have to do Meshicha or Agbah? Maybe this is kinyan Chalipin. Rabbi Tam says, if you look in Tosfos, okay, they work out the details. What was the Havamina, how this would work in Hilchas Kinyanim? But either way, that continues the Gemara and have another problem. Amri, v'kiva d'kitava le'kaman bedina. 1 minute. If the Koneh would take the Ganav to the din for his fig, Lo amrina le zil shlim, we would not say that the Ganav is chayev to pay him here. Why? To mechayev anav shohu, because he's chayev misa for what he did. Ha-mechira nami la-mechira. This would not be called a halacha mechira. If the act of the mechira, the kinyan, was an isser daraisa, in this case, it wouldn't work. Wouldn't be work. And Rabbi Elchanan says, and even though we said before, sometimes lo ahanu ma'asav works by mechira, but this is a much more basic problem. It's not just that it's not in your reshus, but it's a basic problem in the sale, that, and therefore it would not be even called a mechira. So the Gemara says, okay, different answer. Second try. What does the brisa mean when you're pater dal v'hei? What's the case? Ela amar of papa, ba'omer lo, zrok gnevo seich l'chatzeri, v'tignili gnevo seich. Throw the gnev into my chatzer, throw the animal into my chatzer, and that, in that way, v'tikni li g'nei v'seich, and then it'll be nikne. So again, at the moment that it transfers over the reshus, there's the kinyan, and he's chayav misa for hotsa on Shabbos. So again, the Gemara says, come on, this would only work according to one Tana. Rabbi Akiva, to Amar Kluta, k'mishun chadam. Rabbi Akiva is the one that says, right when something goes into airspace, it's as if it's on the ground. So there, right when it transfers, boom, it's the same moment. De'ikarabanan, because if it's like the Rabbanan, who argue on that, it's not simultaneous. Kiva demati lechatzer beisokana, right when it gets up into the chatzer, before it hits the ground, the kinyan already takes place. Linyan Shabbos lo mechayva demati la'ara, and Shabbos requires a hanacha. So again, it's not going to work. Answer, ba'omer lo tikvi li g'nei v'asechat shetanuach. No, it means that he says, the kinyan is not going to work until it hits the ground. Okay, simultaneous, that's the ukimta of the brisa. And there's a lot to discuss, which we don't have time for, about kinyan v'drabinei. Is it really simultaneous? Maybe above the walls, in the walls? Tosfos discusses here, do you really need simultaneity? What if it's just akirat sarach hanacha? That's a discussion here in the Rishonim, which we can't go into now. Let's just read the second answer, and then we will get into the details of it tomorrow. Rava Amar Lolam Karmi Brachama. Go back to what Rabbi Brachama said, who said that it means the cases where, you know, pick my fig and then be kone. We said it's not called a mechira because it's totally usur. Says Rava, that's not true. Something can be totally usur and it can still be labeled as a halachic act. Esna nasra Torah afilu ba'alimo. If Rachman al-Aslan, a man is mezana with his mother and he pays her an esnan, an animal, for her services, so that's still called esnan. You don't say, oh, this is nothing, this is nus, crazy, and it's not called, it doesn't have the label of an esnan. You don't label that as a maisa's nus shalbia, that would label this as an esnan zona, that would be usher to give on as a karban. You do. V'tabile kamen bedina, and even though if the mother would bring her son to court, mi amrina le kum havla asnan, right, would we say, the son has to give the mother the esnan? No. But, el avagad dechi katavale bedina, lo amrina le zil havla, even though we wouldn't say that, she wouldn't be able to be tovasim, kivan dechi yavla havi asnan. But still, if he gives it, it still has that label, halachically, Hachanami, so too here. Avagav delidin tashlumin. Itava bidina kabalo amrina lezel shlim. Even if the kone would say, I want my fig, pay for my fig, he wouldn't have to pay for it. Kodis chayev misa. Afilu hachi. Kivan to kamakni leba hachi havi mechira. But once he goes through with it, it still is halakhically called a mechira, and therefore it is labeled as such. So, we'll have to talk about this Rava tomorrow. Esther Nasatar Vafilu Baal Imo is a big, important topic, an important me'iri here, which we'll get into, Ben Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.